West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica City elected officials and Villarica City residents delivering a series of emotional speeches during the approximately 6 hours of the Mayor and City Council work session and regular monthly meeting on Tuesday. Among the results of those meetings, an agreement among elected officials that the city will pause work on a controversial project and the dismissal of a controversial administrator. After a number of residents living on the east side of the Carroll County portion of Villarica challenged the ethics and motives of several council members and current and former administrators and threatened protest outside council members' homes, businesses, and churches, as well as threatened efforts to recall their elected positions and possible legal action, elected officials agreed to, quote, pause work on the Mirror Lake or Villarica Parkway connector and other projects that could impact property owners and residents of and around the Darden and Cleghorn neighborhoods. Those residents have challenged the proposed projects for at least half a year, claiming they have never received proper information and communication from the city manager's office nor their council representative regarding the project's impact on their personal property. City Councilwoman Stephanie Wormuth stating that a pause in the project would give city officials time to look for alternate routes for the proposed connector and will give the residents in the potentially impacted neighborhoods the opportunity to clarify what proposed improvements or changes to their neighborhoods they actually want and how the projects would affect their own properties.
We pause so that we're able to take a look at the bigger picture so that we can see what other alternatives there are. Pause does not mean that we're in favor of this because I cannot express enough the way that this is. There's no way that this road is going to fit through your community. So by pause, we need to look at a different route. There was a different route to begin with, and we need to take a look back at that route.
A short time after that decision, council began discussions on the future of city manager Tom Barber, who over the last 6 months has been accused of misleading and misinforming mayor and city council, along with accusations from residents whose properties would be impacted by a new connector, that Barber's communications ahead of the city's attempt to interfere with their land was vague, unfair, and disrespectful. Barber sat facing the mayor and council when Mayor McPherson called for the vote to terminate Barber's contract effective July 1st.
Call for a vote. All in favor of the termination as of July 3.
The motion succeeded with a vote of 3-2-2. Councilpersons Marchman, Wormuth, and McCoy voting in favor. The motion included the clause that Mayor McPherson be willing to meet with council members to discuss the succession plan. Barber's current contract with the city employed him through the end of 2024. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.